down. It's me. That's it. Calm down. There's no need to move around so much. Well, I should say try. You're in my care, so there's no need to be scared. Shh, shh, don't talk. Let me enjoy this moment. Seeing you like this reminds me of the past. Do you remember the first time I brought you to this room? You looked so shy when you saw all the things that were inside. You looked scared and excited at the same time. I just took your hand and led you to the bed. You saw my eyes. You saw that I was devouring every inch of your body with them. And then you blushed. At that time, I already knew that I wanted you to be mine. But when I saw that blush, you were not something I wanted anymore. You were something I craved for. After this, I asked you to lie on the bed and just lay there without saying a single word. Then I started to chain you to the bed with those fluffy cuffs that you became addicted to. The same ones that you're wearing right now. Your little arms, which were your only way to hide this delicate body, were rendered useless. I could see everything. I just put my arms on your chest at that moment. The moment I did, you let out a little gasp. I then just slowly caressed your body. Slowly moving lower and lower. Only my fingertips were touching you. But you were already shivering. I arrived at the lower part, and my hands then just placed themselves on your inner thighs, slowly keeping their journey going lower and lower. When I arrived at your feet, I also chained them. Those little feet that helped you stand up, that could have helped you run, were now also rendered useless. I then brought my face close to yours. I wanted to look directly into your eyes. I wanted to see all the emotions that were making a mess inside your brain. Fear, panic, excitement, apprehension, pleasure. I then took the blindfold and gently put it over those eyes that made me crave you so much. I was happy that the last thing you were going to see before anything happened was going to be me. The only thing that you would be able to remember was me looking delicately at you. At that point, you were at my total mercy. You were a cute puppy, unable to move or say. You could only listen and feel. That's exactly what I wanted. I told you that this room exists outside of the world. Nobody can hear what's happening inside. And you can't hear anything from the outside. Only you and I exist in this room. That means the only thing that you would be able to hear is my voice. Because that's the only thing you need to listen to. That was true that day. And it stays the same even now. I remember then lying just next to you. And slowly starting to hug your warm body. I then brought my mouth close to your right ear and just whispered, the rules to you. Those rules that were going to dictate both of our roles, both of our lives. I then just went to your left side, and in a perfect way, I did it all over again. The slow hug, the intonation of my words, the speed at which I speak. I did it all over again. It was strange how perfect it was. I just kept doing this over and over again, saying more and more sweet words into your ears. My words, slowly marking your mind. You never uttered a single word. You just listened. You understood what you had to do. Then I finished. At that moment, I looked at your body once again. I saw all the sweet words I whispered into your little ears had an effect. Unable to see, you were left with darkness. You had to stimulate your mind. You imagined all the sweet things that I told you over and over again. You could have tried to stop, but you didn't want to. But those were only your imagination. They were not clear pictures. The only clear picture you could think of was the last thing you saw. Me. At that moment, I thought it was time to finally make you mine. I asked you, "Puppy, are you ready to abandon yourself and become mine?" You answered, "Please, Mommy," which was really cute. After that, I just completely devoured you. I marked your body over and over. I made sure the only thing we could hear in this room was your screams and moans. And most importantly, I made sure you could only think of one thing. Me. Do you know why you're in the same situation now? Puppy, do I need to remind you one of our rules? Never lie to Mommy. For the moment, I don't want an apology. I just want you to tell me with your little mouth why you think you're in this situation. Puppy, please don't disappoint me. That's correct. You're in this situation because you talk to girls. Now, puppy, I don't think I need to remind you one of our other rules. Unless in need of something important, my puppy is not supposed to talk to any other woman. Now tell me, who did you talk to? That's right. The receptionist at Mommy's job. Two of Mommy's colleagues. The lady holding the bakery. And our neighbor. Now tell me, was there any important reason for you to talk to these women? Well, of course, baby. It's normal that you talk to the lady of the bakery. You need to if you want to buy something. But I don't think sitting at a table with her to eat some sweets and talk is something I would call necessary. Mommy is speaking. Now I know that you sometimes want to surprise me by coming to my job to go home together. And I'm happy with that. But remember what I told you. always wait outside in my car. I didn't give you the second key for nothing. So could you explain to me again how the incident from 2 weeks ago happened? You were a little bored waiting in the car. So you went to walk a little, but it suddenly started to rain. Poor puppy. Then the lady inside the reception told you to come inside, but you already soaked. Aw, puppy. That's why you should always listen to mommy. And I don't know why you decide to follow the order of another woman you don't know instead of mine. You know I would prefer you getting inside of my car wet than you listening to another woman. The lady then went to search for a towel because it would completely soak. Do you know why they came to talk to you? They came because at that moment, you were just a cute and wet puppy without an owner. So tell me what happened after. The lady came back with a towel and started to dry up your hair with it. If you remember, it was at that moment that I came to the reception. And the first thing I saw was my puppy, surrounded by three women. One touching your soft and delicate hair, while the other two were just so close to you and were calling you cute. You don't know what I felt at that moment, but if it had kept going for another second, I don't know what mommy would have done. I just took you and we left. You explained to me everything that happened, and I forgave you. You've been a good puppy for so long that I thought I could forgive a mistake you made. But look at you now, talking to the lady from the bakery and our neighbor. I told you there was one woman I really didn't want you to talk to. It was that vile woman. But you did. And you didn't even tell me. On the first day inside that room, I told you that I was a very jealous woman. I also told you that when something belongs to me, it's forever. And no one is allowed to lay a single finger on it. I thought so many times about just putting a collar on this delicious neck. One that could never be taken off. One that would show everyone who you belong to. But I knew you wouldn't like it. So I didn't. Shh. Like I said, I don't want an apology, puppy. You know, that made me think. You broke so many rules. Those rules are the pillar of our relationship. At first, I thought I should punish you, to make you understand all of your betrayals to our relationship. Most people would use physical punishment in that case. And it's not like I missed the tools to punish you in this room. Shh, don't worry. No need to shiver so much. I won't hurt you. Let me keep talking. I'm not a fan of physical punishment, and I don't want to hurt my sweet puppy. So, I just thought that maybe the reason you broke those rules was because you still didn't understand that you were mine, and mine alone. Maybe I just need to finally submit yourself entirely to me. There are so many ways to do it with pain, but I don't want to. On the contrary, I want to make you feel pleasure. A pleasure like you've never felt before. A pleasure that would make your mind melt over and over. A pleasure that would make you understand that the only thing that is important to you is me. I want your mind and body to remember that I'm the only thing you need. Now let me tell you how I will start today. First, I'm simply going to kiss you. Kiss you all over your body, over and over. But there are two places I will not kiss. Your lips, and that place that must be aching for touch by now. After this, when your whole body has received the love from my lips, I'm going to mark you. I'm going to bite you over and over, leaving marks after marks. Your whole body will remember it. It will shiver at the simple contact of my lips on it. You know that I always love giving you a little hickey. But now I think I need something more intense. I told you that I don't like physical punishment, and I don't want to hurt you. But I'm going to do something that hurts a little puppy. I'm going to bite you, but deeper this time. Harder, and with love. There'll be blood, and it'll leave a scar. And that's what I want. But don't worry, I'll take care of it. Because that's what I do. Taking care of you. And I'm done with all of that. I'm going to play with your ears, puppy. You're so cute and sensitive ears. It was so cute when I discovered it was a ticklish zone for you. I'll take advantage of it. I'm going to kiss them softly, lick them violently, and bite them with all my love. I know how it makes your body feel. I know how you feel little shocks of pleasure, how you shiver, how you beg for more when I'm doing it. And while I'm doing this, I'm going to tell you how much I love you, and how much I want you to be mine. I'm going to do all this tonight. Your body will be so excited, and ready for me to give you pleasure. But no, not now. I'm not going to give you any release for the moment. And I won't tell you when that release will come. Now I won't ask like last time, puppy. I won't make you mine now. You will spend hours here, being constantly loved and teased, knowing that the release you'll desire so much won't come. You're my good boy, right? Let me take care of you.